Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Ches, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Reb Yehuda Nesir. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzaru Vashivya. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, before the raid, we began a new Mishnah which discusses halachos related to people that live in a chotzer, people that live in a city, where the people in charge of the chotzer and the people in charge of the city have a right to force the members of this cooperation to partake in certain expenses. Specifically, the Mishnah said, "Koifin oisoi livnois leir choymo udlasayim ubriach." If somebody lives in the city, that person could be forced to pay for a proper wall, a door, a lock to the city, simply so that the city is going to be protected. Today's daf is going to begin with a discussion whether or not Talmidei Chachamim that live in a city are obligated to partake in these expenses. Why would you think not? Because if the whole purpose is Shmira, a Talmud Chacham, from throughout Shas we know is Ain't Sarach Shmira. Either way, this discussion, which is going to involve a few psukim in Nach, it's going to involve different mamori agoda that were stated by the Moiron, is going to pivot us, segue us, any synonym you prefer, into several dafin of famous agadat Gemaras. As much as the raid the last few days were lumdish, that's how much the raid the next few days are going to be. I got it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Rama Deshura Arabon. Now, whenever you see Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, it's not to be confused with his grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He had a grandchild whose name was Yehuda, also a Nasi, but was known not as Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but rather Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Either way, Rama Deshura Arabon. He placed a tax for the construction of a wall on the Rabban. Amalei Reish Lakish told him, Rabbanan lo yitzrichin netirusa. The Rabbanan don't need Shmira as a result. It's unfair to ask them to be mishtatif, to have to pay for a wall whose whole purpose, whose whole function is Shmira. Now, how do I know, said Reish Lakish, that Talmidei Chachamim don't require Shmira, dechsev? I know from a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Esperei mechol yirbon. Now, that pasuk, if you look at the general context, is referring to tzaddikim. So as it relates to tzaddikim, esperim, I'm going to count them, mechol yirbun. There's going to be more of them than chol, than grains of sand. Says the Gemara, the man, who exactly are we counting? Elim and the tzaddikim, do we mean the tzaddikim themselves? Then afishim mechol, and what the pasuk is saying is that there are more tzaddikim in the world than there are grains of sand. Could that be? Hashtu kuli Yisrael ksiv, said Reish Lakish, as it relates to the entirety of the Jewish people. It says, kachol asher al svas hayom, that the Yidin are as plentiful as the chol. Not more, but as much. So tzaddikim atzma mechol yirbum. So could it be that the tzaddikim who are the elite within Klal Yisrael are going to be more than the chol? If the whole Klal Yisrael, if the klal is kachol, how could a prat within the chol Klal be more than that? Ela hachi kamar, what the pasuk must be saying is as follows. Esperei, not the tzaddikim, but rather l'maseim shel tzaddikim. It's the mitzvahs of the tzaddikim. And mechol yirbon, those mitzvahs that they do are so gevaldik, it's even more than the chol. And if that's the case, ed reish lokish v'kal v'chaymer, I'm going to make a kal v'chaymer. Uma chol shemut, ma the chol, which is mu'at, relative to what? To maseim shel tzaddikim, megin alayam, it protects, the chol protects the sea, maseim shel tzaddikim, if the maisim of the tzaddikim, the mitzvahs of the tzaddikim, shehem merubim, they're the chomer, they're more like kol shekein shemaginim aleihem. Certainly, they are going to protect the tzaddikim. So, if the chol is a hagana on the yam, kal v'chomer, the maseim shel tzaddikim has to be a hagana on the tzaddikim. So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, I understand you're building a wall. This is something that's very important for the security of all the people that live in the city. But you cannot include the tzaddikim. You cannot include the Talmidei Chachamim. And the reason is because Rabbanan lo yitzricha netirusa. And how do I know it, said Reish Lakish? I know it from a pasuk in Tehillim. Now, is this a straightforward pasuk? No. It's a drosha. But the point is, through this interpretation of this pasuk, akal v'chaymer, maseim shel tzaddikim, from the chayil, I know Rabbanon lo yitzrichin nitirusa. So the Gemara says, kiosk the comment to Rabbi Yochanan, when Rish Lakish came to his grace, Rabbi Yochanan, he told Rabbi Yochanan what he told Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. He said, I hold Rabbanon lo yitzrichin nitirusa, you know, I know it, kal v'chaymer maseim shel tzaddikim mechayil. I'm aleis. Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, it's a beautiful drasha, but seriously, my time lo yitame olay, why do you have to come on to such a convoluted makar to be able to prove something that's so simple? You should have told him it's a mefurisha pasik. Meha, and this pasik is in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says, "Ani choyma v'shadai kamigdoles." And Rabbi Yochanan darshened, "Ani choyma zu teira. Teira is a choyma. A choyma protects. Teira protects. V'shadai kamigdoles elu tamid echachamim." Is referring to the tamid echachamim. Now, shadai in the context of Shir HaShirim is miloshin shadai. It's miloshin dadim. A dad is meinik, and in the same vein, tamid echachamim they're meinik. They're malam teira, and as a result, they're meinik. But the point is that the teira is referred to as a choyma. The Talmidei Chachamim are referred to as migdalos, walls and towers. These are things that provide security. These are things that protect. And you see clearly that Torah doesn't require protection. It does protect. Talmidei Chachamim don't require protection. They do protect. And this is a mefurish pasuk. Ani choyma v'shadai kemigdalos. Everyone knows Shir HaShirim as a mashal. This is the nimshal. So Rabbi Yechanan says, why do you need a kal v'choyma mechayil? Why don't you just tell him from here? So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish savalon kedidarish Rabban. The reason Reish Lakish didn't bring this makar is because he held pshat in this pasuk is the way Rava darshened it. Had it Rava darshened the pasuk, ani choyma zu Knesses Yisrael. The choyma is referring to Knesses Yisrael. Rashi says, why is Knesses Yisrael referred to as a choyma? Because Klal Yisrael are goydren atzma militame b'umois. They make choymois, they make walls around them to protect themselves, not to intermingle together with the umois. V'shadak imigdolois, elu bate knesios, ubate midrashes. But the point is that Rish Lakish had a different interpretation of the pshutei shel mikra, of the nimshol of this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and that's why he had to come on to a different mikar. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, Roma Kagi Rabbanon. Nachman bar Rav Chizda, he once imposed a tax under Rabbanon. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok told Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Avarta ad oireisa v'adavim ad iksuvi. You should know, by you imposing this tax on the rabbis, you violated a pasuk in the Torah, a pasuk in Avim, and a pasuk in iksuvi. Ad oireisa. Where do you find a pasuk in the Torah that suggests that you're not going to tax the Rabbanon? The pasuk says, Af chayvev amim, kol kedosha biyadecha, vehin tukuli raglecha, yisa midabreisecha. Of Parshas Vezoy Sabracha, of Kriyas HaTayr, of Simchas Tayr of fame, right? Said Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, let me tell you what the pasuk is saying. Oma Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, I feel the B'shal Shatam Mechaviv Amim, even at a time that you're being Mechaviv the Amim, meaning the Umos Olam seem to be in favor, which the Meshach HaGolos very often seem to be the case. But at the same time, as it relates to the Kedoshim, they don't have to be afraid of the fact that the Umos HaOlam are in a state with their Chavuv by you, because they have a special protection. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Tani Rav Yosef, Elo Tamidei Chachamim Shemekatetim Raglei Meir Leir. It's referring to Tamidei Chachamim that stamp their feet because they travel from city to city, Umimedina Lemedina, and from land to land, Lumay Torah, to learn Torah. What's the end of the pasuk? Yisam Midabri Secha. Why are they traveling? Lisav Litam Midiburai Secha. It's because they want to learn Torah. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? What you see from here is, Av Choyvev Amim Kol Kedosh Biyadecha. It's the ratio of this drasha. They have a special shmirah. So you see, from a pasuk in the Torah, Adai Raisa, that Tamid Chacham have shmirah. Adin Vi, he told them that you also violated a pasuk in Navi. Where do you see in Navi this inyan? Dechsev, it's a pasuk in Hosea. The pasuk says, Gam ki yisnu bagoyim, ato akabtzeim, vayochelu ma'ot mimasa, melech sarv. Amar Ula, Ula said, pasuk zeb aloshan arami nemar. This pasuk, the word gam ki yisnu, the word yisnu is meant to be interpreted as if the word was an Aramaic word. Kepshutoi, it's a Lashon HaKodesh word, it's a pasuk in Nach. But Ula said that really this word is a Aramaic word. Okay, what does yisnu mean in Aramaic? Miloshon Mishnah, right? Miloshon learning. Itoni kulu. And what the pasuk is saying is that gam ki yisnu bagoyim. Itanu kulu, if everyone's going to learn in Golos, ata akabtzein, I am going to redeem the Yidden right now. V'imma'at mehem yochelu mimasa melech v'sarim. And what's the oisphere of the pasuk? V'yochelu ma'at mimasa melech v'sarim. What the pasuk is saying is that in the event it's not going to be tanikulu, it's only going to be a ma'at. Afal pikein v'yochelu. I'm going to redeem you. You're going to have nothing to worry about as it relates to the masa of the melech and the sarim. You're going to be protected. You're going to be exempt from the taxes. So you see from this pasuk in Navi that the ma'at, meaning it's not tanikulu, but the people that are Tani, these are the Rabbanon, these are the Tamid HaChamim, they themselves, Al Kaponim, are going to have some respite from everything that's going on. So you see, Talmud Chacham is exempt from taxes. Talmud Chacham ain't Tzarech Shmira. By the way, this Pasuk, Gam Ki Yisnu Bagoyim Ata Akabtse, and this Gemara that darshans this Pasuk, Beloshen Arami, that what it means is, Itani Kulu Ata Akabtse, is a Gemara that we've quoted several times over the years, the Kashuk Lava Goyim. Hashem Yim Kamdomoy. This is printed in the Hakdama to Shail Sechuvas Eretz Tzvi. He spoke at a Siyim on Mishnah Yoimi in Tofresh Tzadik Ches, and he began his drasha with this pasuk, and he said what the pasuk means when it says in Tanu Kulu Ata Akaptsein Kulu Tarti Bemashma Kulu. If all the Yidden are going to learn Kulu, and they're all going to learn everything. What does it mean they're going to learn everything? So he interpreted it to mean they're going to learn Daf Yoimi, and benoisef to that, they're also going to learn Mishnah Yoimi. And he said there's a haftacha, itun tani kulu, if there's an achdus, and Klayis was learning Talmud Torah Derabim, and they're trying to learn everything, then ato akabtsein, there's going to be a haftacha, there's going to be a geula right away. And this is something that in his tshuvas, where he was pushing Daf Yoimi and his own chiddush, which was Mishnah Yoimi, he used to always quote this pasuk, itani kulu. He understood that if Klal Yisrael would take upon themselves the initiative to learn Daf Yoimi, and on top of that, Mishnah Yoimi, Ayin Shon. Either way, so this is where you find the Navi, this idea that the Talmid Chacham are example. And finally, Adiksuvi, where do you see that? Techsiv, and this is a pasuk in Ezra. The pasuk says, Minda v'loy v'haloch lo shalit l'mirme aleim. What does this mean? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Minda zu menasa melech. Minda is referring to taxes that the king used to, Rashi says, Tamid impose upon people. For what reason? Rashi doesn't say. Back in the day, really didn't matter. If the king wanted to tax, he had the right to tax. Beloizu kesef gulgalta. This is a head tax. You had to pay taxes simply because you were alive. V'halachzu arnuna. Rashi says that's referring to income tax. But the bottom line is that pasuk over there, minda v'loy v'halach, which we just darshan is referring to taxes, lo shalit mirme aleim. Don't impose it on the Talmid Chacham. So you see, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be exempt from this. The bottom line is, the Gemara said, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda Roma Karga Rabbonin, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak told him, Avarta adoy reisa, avchoy v'vamen kol kadosh v'yodecho, v'adin avim, the pasuk of gam ki yisnu bagoy mata akabsein, and finally, adik suvi. It's this pasuk in Ezra, Minda v'loy v'haloch le'shalat l'mir me'alim. Rav Papa, more on this note, Roma Karya chadata yasmi. Rav Papa was raising money from the people living in the city to dig wells. And he went to Yisoyimim and he took from them as well. Amalei Rav Shesha b'reid Rav Idi l'Rav Papa. So Rav Shesha b'reid Rav Idi told Rav Papa, he said, v'dum aloy mitfa. Meaning, I understand you want to tax the Yisoyimim, that's okay. But I wouldn't do it for this. And the reason is, this is speculative, right? You're raising money to drill and dig for oil. You know, if you're going to find oil, not find oil, an investment like that is not meant for your Yisoyimim. So if you want to collect something that you know is bevadois, it's going to materialize, it's one thing. But you're digging wells that maybe will be there, won't be there. I don't think you can go to your Yisoyimim for that. And of course, the background to this is that Nechsi Yisoyimim have to be treated with a certain level of sanctity. And Rav Sheshim Beit Ravidi told Rav Papa, I don't think it's the right thing to do. Amalei Yisoyimim told him like this, Mishkol Shokil Nominar, I'm taking the money from them, I'm only going to keep the money if it's going to end up materializing. But if in the end of the day we're not going to be able to find water, we're not going to strike gold, we're not going to find oil, in that instance, I'm not going to return it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hakol Agli Gapa. We take money from everyone living in the city when it comes to being Agli Gapa, when it comes to plugging a hole inside the wall. Meaning, you need a wall for protection. So if you need to raise money to refurbish the wall, you take from everybody. V'afilu miyasmi avol rabbonon. Like we keep on saying, lo yitzrichin etiru, so they don't need protection. I call it karyapasya. When it comes to digging ditches to find water, there we raise money from everybody. Afilu me rabbonon. And this we take even from the rabbonon. Meaning, although the Rabbanon don't need Shmirah, but the Rabbanon do need water. And as a result, this we take from the Rabbanon, but you have to redefine Prep. The only time this is true that we include the Rabbanon is if the Chevra, they're not going out by themselves with shovels to start digging. What they're doing is they're raising money. See, you're raising money, the Rabbanon are included in that. But in the event that they're going out by themselves, Rabbanon labnei make, but the Rabbanon are not obligated to do that, and in that instance, the Rabbanon would in fact be exempt. So just to come up for breath, for 1 second. So what's the theme of the first part of the daf? Gemara is going to revisit this briefly later in the daf. But the theme up until this point is that Rabbanon lo yitzricha netirusa. And echaps an afkemina lahalacha. The afkemina lahalacha is that if they live in a city and now there's money being raised to build or to refurbish a wall that's needed to protect the city, the Rabbanon are going to be exempt. Now, this idea of Rabbanon Leitzrich and Tirusa comes up in different places regarding different halachas. But I'll just tell you one beautiful aura that I heard from my brother-in-law, Rabbi Yaakov Mel. And that is, if you take a look at the Yad Ramah right here on this Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra. So he's very mayrich in terms of what the definition of a Talmud Chacham is. What the definition of Rabbanon is when we say Leitzrich and Tirusa. One quote. Aval Talmidei Chachamim. A mezalzel in the mitzvahs. A Talmud Chacham who's mezalzel the mitzvahs. Ve'ein Yerushamayim al Peneyen. And he doesn't have Yerushamayim. Harehem kekalim shebet zibur. So although a Talmud Chacham, a rabbi, but at the same time, you can't just look at how much Torah he knows. Talmidei Chachamim, ha mezalzel in the mitzvahs. Ve'ein Yerushamayim al Peneyen. Harehem very sharp. They're like the kalim shebet zibur. So Yaakov said a dove nifla. He said that everybody knows in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu is going to encounter his brother Esav. Esav wants to kill him, and Yaakov sends a message. The message that he sends Esav is watch out, because you think that I'm fear game and you're going to be able to have your way with me. It's not so poshut. And what did he tell him? Says Rashi. What does it mean, imlovan garti? Garti begematria taryag. Kaloimar. Imlovan garti, the taryag mitzvah shamarti, the loyla madati mi maisa haron. So he said, hafla of a fellow. Yaakov Avinu is the Amud HaTorah. He's the Dumus of a Talmud Chacham. He's an Ish Tam Yoshev Eholim. He was hit Menatzmei V'Beis Shem V'Ever Yudal Echonim. Talmidei Chachonim Ein Tzrich En Shmir. Abizok Diyad Ramah. It's not enough that you're a Talmud Chacham. Because a Talmud Chacham that's Mezalzel B'Mitzvahs. And a Talmud Chacham that's Ein Yerushamayim Alponov. Hareyu Kikalim Shevet Zibur. So he added to that, I want you to know, I'm not just someone who's sitting and learning. I'm not just a Lamdan. I can't just say a good word. In love and garti. What does it mean in love and garti? Im love and a rosha garti, the tariag mitzvah shamarti, I'm not a mezalzel b'mitzvahs. And not just that, but loy lamadati mi maisav arom. I have Yerushamayim aponai. As a result, beware, I'm a rabbanon, I'm a Talmud Chacham, that ain't tzarech shmir. I still need this. Either way, you think? Zok de Gemara, right there. Rebbe Posnach Oitzris Bishnei Betzairis. A classic. Rebbe opened up the Oitzris during a hunger year. So there was a hunger, people are starving. Rebbe, we know, was Teir V'Gdula B'Makam Echad, and he opened up his Oitzris to support the people that needed food. Amar, and surprisingly, he said the following, Yukansu Bale Mikra. Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, Bali Halacha, Bali Agada. If someone knows Mikra, he can come take food. If you know Mishnah, you can take food. If you know Gemara, you can take food. If you know Halacha, you can take food. Even if you know Hagada, what we're learning now, you can come take food. Aval Ami Aretz, Al Yukansu. But an Ami Aretz is not invited. He can't take anything. So the Gemara says, Dochak, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram v'nichnas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, he somehow stooped his way in, and he entered. Amaloi, so he turns to Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe Parnaseni, will you please support me? Amaloi. So he told the Bni, my son, Karisa, did you learn Mikra? Amalei Loi. Shanisa? So he told him, did you learn Mishnah? Amalei Loi. So he said, him came in Ma'av Arnasech. He says, you know the rules. There's a big sign in the front. And it says exactly who's allowed to enter, who do not enter. And as a result, you're not Ma'aretz. You can't come if you didn't learn Mikra, you didn't learn Mishnah. So how could I give you anything? Amalei say, he told him, Parniseini kikelevu ka'aretz. Be mefarnes me as if I would be a dog, as if I would be a rat. When Rebbe heard that, he was moved, he was taken aback, Parnasei, and he supported him. Basit Danafak, after Reb Yoinesen Ben Amram left. Yosef Rebbe became a star. Rebbe was sitting and he was bitsa. For Amram, he said, "Oy lisha nasati piti la maretz." He said, "I violated my principle. I was holding out, but he won me in this argument, and I feel so bad that I gave my pass to an amaretz." I'm on the fun of Reb Shimon ben Rebbe. He said, "Rebbe, some Reb Shimon ben Rebbe was there. He told his father, Shemid Yonis ben Amram tamidchu. Maybe it's your Talmud Yonis ben Amram sheinei roitz lihonis mikavet ta'ir miyamav, who we know is someone that was never nenem from kavet ta'ir, and maybe that's why he didn't want to say who he really is, but." Well, is a Talmud Chacham, and as a result, you don't have to feel bad because you weren't mefarnes and I'm aretz. Bodku, since they did some bedikis va'ashkach, and they found out that that's really who it was. Amar Rebbe, when Rebbe realized that he had talmidim that really were talmid chacham, but they didn't want to take food simply because they didn't want to be nene from kavod haTorah, and as a result, they were starving. So Rebbe said, "Yikansu hakol, everybody should enter." Not because he had a change of policy as it relates to Amoris, but he was afraid that there were Talmidei Chachamim that in their own mind, Chbin Agornish, and as a result, they weren't going to take anything. And it's for that reason he had no choice, but he had to give to everyone. Says the Gemara, why was Rebbe so makbid not to give to the Ami Yaretz? Rebbe Lutamedes, Rebbe Lushitasid. Oh my Rebbe said, "Ein Purani is Bava Oilam Elvish for the Ami Yaretz." He says, "All Purani has come to the world because of the Ami Yaretz." Kiahu, and the Gemara brings a mashal, a story, a maisa shayim. To make Khalil the Shadow at Tveria, there was once a king who lived in the Tveria region, some governor or some important person, and something happened to his crown, and he said, "I want all the Anshei Tveria to have to pay for it." So he imposes his tax. Asun Kami the Rebbe, the Chevra came to Rebbe. For Amrule, and they told Rebbe, Leisvu Rabbanu Ba'adon. So it seems that Rebbe had said that the Rabbanu don't have to be mishtatif in paying for this kalila. So the Oilam says, "What do you mean? There's a lot of rabbis living in Tveria and Malay and Mitzvahs Kerimoin, and we're losing out." So as a result, they said that we need the rabbis to be mishtatif. Amraluhu loy. He says, "No, absolutely not. The Rabbanu do not have to be mishtatif." Amrule, they said, "Arukinun." Well, if that's the case, we're going to move from Tveria to Meiron, to Tzvas. We're going to leave, and we're not going to be here. It's like this, you won't be able to tax. Amrule, Aruku. He says, "No worries, go. You're not threatening me." Arku, they palgi. And so half of the Chevra left the city of Tveria. You know what happened when half the city left? Tell you, Palga. This governor went and he was moichel half of the amount of money. Meaning, he was looking to raise 10,000 shekels. He says, "Now I only need 5,000. Also, Hanu Palga, the other half of people came, Kamei de Rebbe. Amalu leis for Rabban Abadon. I want the Rabban to be mishtatav. Amalu loy. Arukinun, they said, we're going to run away. Aruki said, run. Arku kulu, they went. Pasha hu kaivis. There was one kaivis, who, by the way, always seems to be in Rebbe's Dalet Amos, right? Whenever you have the story of Rebbe, everybody leaves, everyone's there, everyone's not, everyone's going to Olam Haba, and there's always that one launderer. There's grabbed a lot to talk about this kaivis. The eight kind of makam laharich of the shadyu, a kaivis, and they took the whole tax and they put it on this one kaivis, meaning he was the only person there. Ara kaivis, so the kaivis says, you know, he didn't get the memo, but now he did. He says, "I'm leaving too." Pakak. Kalila, and when he left, the whole thing went away. Meaning the whole tax was gone. My Rebbe says, "You said, no, don't you see? She ain't Purani is Bala Oilam Elabish Vele Amayaritz." He says, you see that Purani comes onto the world. Why? It comes for the Amayaritz. And that's why, because he held the Purani comes for the Amayaritz. See, he said, "Al Yikansu Amayaritz," because he held the whole Betsiris was Machmas Amayaritz. And really, what you see in this story here is a segue to what we had just said previously. And that is Rabbanu Leitzrichin et Tirusa. To the contrary, they're the Shoimrim and the Puranias come because of the Ami Yaretz, and it manifests itself in Choshen Mishpat and Bava Basra the Gesugis. Then when it comes to collecting money, you take all the money from the Ami Yaretz, and the Talmud Chacham is a tax-exempt entity, is a 501c. He does not have to get involved in any of these inyanim. So before we go, Weichner, two Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara is, it's Yadua, the Rashash, on this Gemara, makes a very interesting observation. His observation is that Rebbe was Pasach Oitzes B'Shnei Betzairis. And he said, "Yikansu Bali Mikra." If someone knows Mikra, he can come. And then he said, and if someone knows Mishnah, he can come. And if someone knows Gemara, he can come. If someone knows Halach, he can come. If someone knows Haggadah, he can come. Either way, Rabbi Yonis and Ben Amram, he stooped himself in. And he told Rebbe, Parnasein. So Rebbe said, "Karisa?" He said, "No." He says, "You don't know Mikra." Okay. Mishnah, maybe you know Mishnah, no. And he goes through the whole checklist with him, and he didn't know anything. Frank the Rashash, I understand. If he didn't know Mikra, then for sure he didn't know Mishnah, right? Ben Chomish la Mikra, Ben Esa la Mishnah, right? You learn Mikra first. So if he didn't know Mikra, why do you ask him afterwards if he knew Mishnah? And Befrat, it sounds a little bit like, if you know Mikra, you can come, if you know Mishnah, it sounds like they're mutually exclusive somewhat. Says the Rashash, this Gemara is a raya, and I have other rayas as well, that there were a lot of people that knew Mishnah, they knew Gemara, they knew Halacha, they knew Agada, they knew Lamdis, but they didn't know Mikra. And he says afterwards, Udaloi ka'oisen, she'shoivchem buz al mixas g'doyleiz manenu b'shasu poiskim ve'in lohem yad kol kach b'mikra. And he says, this is a raya, not like some of the people, he meant the maskilim, that were arguing that look at these rabbis, they know how to write tshuvas, but maybe when it comes to mikra, they don't know mikra so well. You see, from this Gemara, this is shayin an alta maisa. And in the times of Rebbe, in the times of the Tannaim, it was shayich, karisa no, but shanisa yet. That there was such a mitzvah. The truth is, there's a tosfos in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's the top Tosfos there, where Tosfos says, quote, just reading one excerpt, Pa'amin Shalai Hayu Bikiyim Bipsukim. There were times that the Amoraim, not 18th, 19th century Gedolim, there were times that there were Amoraim that were not Bikiyim Bipsukim. The Chaim Otsin, the Besoyv Shah Shanagach HaSapara, remember this Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Nun Hey, Mipnei Malwe Nema B'Dibris HaRishayim Nistoyv. When one of the Amoraim asked another Amoraim, he says, how come it doesn't say the word Toiv in the Dibris HaRishonis? So he told him back that Acha Atashe Aleni Lama, I'm not even sure. Maybe it does say the word Toiv. No, bring a chemish and Lama is it. Does it say Toiv or does it not say Toiv? Says Toiv, but they weren't sure if it said Toiv. Yeah, you see from here, Pamim Shloi Hoyu Bikiyim, the Psukim, there were times that they weren't so Baki and Psukim. Now, the truth is that Gemara over there is really Einu Yomre Elder Shuni. When we learned Baba Kaman on Hey, we spoke out a Dover Niflo from Rav Reuven Beramoshe, the Ein Kan Amok Maharech. But the bottom line is, this is a Rashash writer on this Gemara. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is, so Rabbi Yonis Ibn Amram says, I don't know Mikra, I don't know Mishnah, I don't know anything. So Rabbi says, what should I do? I mean, there's a big sign. I can't give you anything. So he told him, Parneseni, he said, please be mefarnes me, kekelev uka'irev, like a dog and a raven. Because I'm sorry for right here on this Gemara, Bava Basra Daf Ches. And it's be Yeser Harchava in Teres Moshe, in Parshas Mishpatim, and it cross-references to several Joshes. And it seems like this was something that was Margala Bepu made the Hachasam Sofer. He used to say, what was this mashal that Rabbi Yonis Ibn Amram says, Parneseni Kikelev Uka'irev? So he says, Rebbe's policy was that if you want me to be Mefarnes you, you have to be Talmud Chacham. You have to have a Shaychus to Torah. But Rabbi Yonis Ibn Amram understood that it's Yitachin that you don't have to literally learn, but as long as you have some connection to Torah, you're playing some role in Harbatas HaTorah, in Limud HaTorah, that in and of itself would be enough for you to qualify to be able to take money from Rebbe. So the Chassam Sofer said like this, that really, in order for Torah to thrive, you need Lomdei Torah, obviously. But in addition to Lomdei Torah, you also have to have Machzikei Torah. And if someone's Machzik Torah, he has a shaychus to the Or Torah that's Mechayeyo. But Chassam Sofer said there's another way to have a shaychus to Torah. It's a much lower level, but there's another way. And that is nishtzeshatin. And to allow people that are learning Torah to learn Torah. And to allow people that want to be Mefarnes Torah to be Mefarnes Torah. Not everyone's zoicha to learn Torah, and maybe not everyone's zoicha even to be Machzik Torah. Or Bechotchik Shatnish. Let the people that want to learn Torah learn Torah. See, he said as follows. He said, we know that in Sefer Melachim, the Pasuk says that Eliyahu Navi was running away from Achav and he was in a place where he had no access to food. And every day an oirev, a raven would come and the raven would bring him food. The oirev was machzik talmidei chachamim. He says the kelev, we know when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, lo yechretz kelev l'shoinu. The dogs were there and they didn't bark. They didn't yell, they didn't scream. That's why the Kelev Tashlichanoi said, that's why we reward the Kelev Adayim Azeh. So Rabbi Yonis Ibn Amram said, you want to know if I learn Ichlernish? And if that's not enough, I'm like the Kelev Ichshatnish. And that in and of itself gives me a Shaykhis to Torah. And for that itself, I should have a schuf. Just like the Kelev, the Chassam Sofer says, was rewarded for Nishatin, in Nishterin. The Kelev Tashlichanoi, that's what he says in a Parshat Mishpatim. On that Chazal, that la kelev tashlich and say why? Because la yachetz kelev l'shoyin. You get a reward for not getting in the way also. And he said, al kapodim, that's part of the saying, kelev l'shoyin. You can appreciate the times and the context and why the Chassam Sofer would have repeated this verse many, many times. You're not holding by getting involved and jumping on the train and being on the bandwagon. But chachik shatnish, let the chevra that are doing good things do what they need to do. Mamish dvarim the flum veruyin advarim lebisha armam. Says the Gemara. V'kam yehi be'ir, v'yehi ka'anshe ha'ir v'chulu. So how long does a person have to be living in a city for him to be considered a member of the city so that we can now tax him? What did Mishnah say? Yud beis chaydish. If you're there for 12 months, you're included. Says the Gemara, Virmini, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. It's discussing the laws of Ir and Idachas. So the Mishnah says as follows, Hachameres v'hagameles. Hoiveres mimakam lomana, makoim. So there's somebody who's riding a donkey or riding a camel. And this person is traveling from place to place. V'lona v'toicho. And it spent the night in an Ir and Idachas. Bad choice, but that's where this person found a place to stay. And when he was there, he got eingechapt in the geist of what was going on there, and he was Oved Avodah Zara. So the halach is like this: Heim beskilo, they are chayev skilo for being Oved Avodah Zara, umamoinam palat, and their money gets saved. Meaning, we know that a yochid that's Oved Avodah Zara is chayev skilo, and nothing happens to his money. If you have an irani dachas that's Oved Avodah Zara, the entire city gets killed, not skilo sayed, and all the money gets destroyed as well. So really what we're saying is, as this chameres and the gamelas, being that he's just passing through, so he's viewed as a yochid, he's not part of the tzibur. If he's not part of the tzibur, he gets, if however he stays there for 30 days, now he's part of the city, and because he's part of the city, he gets saif, and as it relates to his money gets destroyed. What do you see from here? That if you're in a city for 30 days, you're part of the city. The Mishnah says that you don't get taxed until you're there for Yud Beis Chodesh. Amar Rav, Rav said like Kasha. Ha lepnei masa, ha li yisuvei masa. Our Mishnah is talking about being a member of the city. The Mishnah, as it relates to Erani Da'achas, is talking about being a yisuvei masa, being one of the yoshvei yoir, being a settler there. It's a nuance, but it makes a big difference, and it's predicated really on a Tosefta in Masechtas Nedarim. Kidatanya, Amudar Ano Me'anshei Yair. If somebody makes a neder that he won't have Ano from the Anshei Yair, emphasis on Anshei. Kol Shenishta Sham Shnei Masa Chaydesh Asal Lahanis Men. Any person that's living in the city for 12 months, you can't have Ano from. Pachas Mikan, if he's been living there for less than 12 months, Mutar, it's okay. Mi Yoshvei Yair. Let's say the neder was, I won't have Ano, not from Anshei Yair, but from Yoshvei Yair. Then it's Kol Shenishta Sham Shloishim Yoim Asal Lahanis Mimenu. Pachas Mikan, Mutar Lahanis Mimenu. But the point is that you see that there's a distinction between Anshei Yair and Yoshvei Yair as it relates to our Mishnah taxing people. It's all about Anshei Yair, that's Yud Beis Chodesh. As it relates to Ir HaNidachas, it's about Yoshvei. Now, how do you know that when it comes to Ir HaNidachas, it's about Yoshvei? Because that's what the pasuk says. It says, Hake Saka as Yoshvei Ho'ir Hahi Lefi Charev. So being that over there, it says Yoshvei, based on this Tosefta, that's what it's about. Says the Gemara, Ulachol Mili Mi Be'ino Yud Beis Chodesh. But let me ask you, as it relates to taxes, is it totally an Anshei Yair, and as a result, it's song Yud Beis Chodesh, V'tani Rinu Tenebraiso, Shloishim Yoim L'tamchi. If somebody's living in a city for 30 days, he has to partake in the Tamchui fund. Now, what exactly is the Tamchui? It was given to the Ani, and we're going to see about this in Amad Beis. Shloish HaChadashim, somebody's there for 3 months, the Kupa, he has to partake in the Kupa. We'll see about that in Amad Beis as well. Shnisha, if you're living there for 6 months, the Ksus, you have to be Mishtativ to the Ksus fund, right? This was a fund where money was raised to give people clothing. Tishno l'kvura. 9 months, you have to partake in kvura. Shnei masar l'pasei yoir. And if you're there for 12 months, then you have to get involved in the walls and in the shmira. But the bottom line is, you see that even if you're living there for less than 12 months, you have to start being mishtatif in all these different funds. I'm Rav Asim, Rabbi Yochanan. True. Abakitan nami masnis. Shnei masar chedesh pasei yoir. What's our mission talking about? Our mission is talking about building a wall. Building a wall is for shmira. It's building for shmira. That's pasei yoir. I mean that it's pasei yoir. So our Mishnah actually very much stems with what it says in this brisa. So before we go weiter, two horas. The first horror is that Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, famously says, how does Parshas Bamidbar, and really Sefer Bamidbar, begin? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'oyo moed, b'echod l'chodesh hasheni, b'atshona hashenis, l'tzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. So it was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Bashana Hashenis Letzeis Amiyaretz Mitzrayim, and Hashem says as follows: Su es roish kol adas bnei Yisrael mishpachosam the beis avoysam and mispar Hashemis kol zochel gugloisam. I want you to go and I want you to count the Yidden. So Teilgir Rashi, the first Rashi in Sefer Bamidbar, mitoich chibasan lefanav moina oisam kol shah. This is not the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting Klal Yisrael. So why is he always counting them? So Rashi says, because Hashem loves the Yidden. And because Hashem loves us, therefore he counts us. Kishiyotzu b'Mitzrayim Mon. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Hashem counted the Yidden. U'kishenoflu be'ekel, Monon again. U'kishabot l'hashrei shchinose aleihem. And right here, be'echod l'chodesh hasheni, b'shona hashenis l'tzeis ha'meretz Mitzrayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be mashrei shchinose al Yisrael, he counted them again. What shaychis? What does Be'echad HaChodesh HaSheni have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mashre Shechinasei Aleihem? Says Rashi, it's Pasha. Because Be'echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan U Be'echad B'Iyar Manon. Because we know the Mishkan was erected when Be'echad B'Nisan and Be'echad B'Iyar, you see, he counted. Freak the Maral in Goriyah, you can't even read this Rashi. Rashi says, why is Hashem counting Klal Yisrael on the beginning of Parshas by Midbar? It's because Kishabala Hashre Shechinasei Aleihem Manon. If the reason he's counting them is Kishabala Hashra Shchinasei Aleihem. So when should he count them? When it was Bala Hashra Shchinasei. And when was that? Rashi says, Be'echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan. So then why is it that Be'echad B'Iyar Manon? You can't even read the Rashi. He's counting Klal Yisrael now because he's Bala Hashra Shchinasei Aleihem. And when was he Bala Hashra Shchinasei Aleihem? Zok Rashi. Be'echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan U Be'echad B'Iyar Manon. That's a month later. So he should have counted them Be'echad B'Nisan. Zok the Maral. Pshat is based on the Gemara in Mesechtes Nedarim. That's the Lashon of the Maral. A Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim that says, if somebody makes a nod there and he says, I'm not going to have a nod from Yoishvei Yair. So if a person is living in the city for 30 days, he can't have a nod. But if he's living less than 30 days, he could have a nod. What do you see from here? That until you're living in a place for 30 days, you're not considered mi Yoishvei Yair. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel was Mashre Shechinosei Beineinu, until the Shechina was there for 30 days, it wasn't considered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoishev in the Mishkan. And as a result, the Ashrois HaShechina wasn't Nishlam. It wasn't Fartig. And because the Ashrois HaShechina wasn't Fartig, so it's for that reason it's not considered yet Kishabot L'Hashrei Shechinasei Aleihem. So that's mamish what Rashi is saying. Kishabot L'Hashrei Shechinasei Aleihem Monon. How so? Because Be'echot B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan and Be'echot B'Iyar Monon. Exactly 30 days later, that's when he went ahead and that's when he counted. I saw in the Haggoyah is from Rabbi Hartman on the Gur Aryeh on the Maral. So he says that the Maral quotes this Gemara of Hamuder Meyoshvei Yair. You have to be there for 30 days as a Gemara in Mesechtes Nedarim, and it brings other places where the Maral also quoted this Gemara as being a Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim. And his Meir, it's really not a Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim. It's a Gemara Mesechtes Bava Basra Daf Ches Amar Aleph. It's not a Mesechtes Nedarim. Now the truth is, this Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Ches comes from a Tosefta Mesechtes Nedarim. So it could be when the Maral said Kemavur Ben Mesechtes Nedarim, he meant the Tosefta Mesechtes Nedarim. It's not usually the way Achroinim talk, but Yizekher could say that. But what came to mind is the beginning of Mesechtes Nedarim. So we spoke out from Reuven Margolis in a Sefer Mechkar in Bedarkei HaTalmud. See, it has a whole Mechkar, Mechkar Tez Zayin, that's called Mesechtes Nedarim. And he talks about how the Rishonim didn't learn Mesechtes Nedarim, even in the times of the Goyim. They learned it, but not the same way. Maybe they learned the other Mesechtes. V'advarim atikin, v'ein kana makom laharech. But one of the things he says is that I found many, many, many different places where you find Achroyim, they quote Gemaras and Mesechtes Nedarim, and we don't have these Gemaras. And he says it's klar, it's badek menusa, that there were different kisvei yad of Mesechtes Nedarim that were floating around. He doesn't bring this maral, but it could be. Again, Rob Meisav and Iskir Alocha, maybe this piece from Rabbi Margolis has a tiny bit of shaychus to this. Either way, that's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Erech Chaim. It's Simin Kuf Tzal Tikdalet. He was asked a kushya alimta from a shoyl. The shoyl's name was Reb Chaim Baruch. I looked up Reb Chaim Baruch and the Ishim L'Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, and it seems he was a Shadar. He lived in Tzvas and in Chevron, and he had spent a lot of time in Europe raising money for the Kehillas HaKodesh that were living on Eretz HaKodesh. And it seems that during one of the times that he was in Europe, he corresponded in learning with the Chassam Sofer, and we have this tshuva. It's a Reb Chaim tshuva Kuf Tzadik Dalet. And this Yid, Reb Chaim Baruch, Zef Sois of you, Doiv Vois Bekever, he asked the Chassam Sofer a bomb of Akasha. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, this is a famous hard sugya. It's like from the only hard sugyas in Mesechtes Megillah. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Mino Aminullah. How do I know that what? That if a person is in a pruz, he lives in a walled city, and he happens to be in an unwalled city, just for one day, he has to read the Megillah on Yud Dalet. Pruz ben Yoyim Echashu Pruz. How do I know that? He says, I know from a pasuk in Esther. It says, Alkein HaYehudim HaPruzim, Hayoshvim Ba'orei HaProzois Oysem Es Yoyim Arba Asol Chodesh Ada Simcha Mishta V'yotim Shloyech Manas Ishlo Reye. So Rava said, I don't understand. Mech Ksiv HaYehudim HaProzois. Why doesn't it have to say Hayoshvim Ba'orei HaProzois? Hakamashmon said, Rava, the Prus Ben Yoimoy, Nikra Prus. That if you're in a Prus for one day, you're called a Prus. So Reb Chaim Baruch asked Chassam Sofer, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara says in Bava Pasra, Daf Chesamar Aleph, that if you want to be considered Yoshvei Yoir, how long do you have to be there? You have to be there for 30 days. Yet Rava learned from the Riboy of Hayoshvim Ba'orei HaProzois, that we learned from there that even a Prus Ben Yoimoy, I would say not Prus Ben Yoimoy. I would say 30 days. In fact, this is the way he asked the Kasha. He said, L'chura, this is the way you should darshan the passing. Al-kena Yehudim HaProzim would mean Yud Beis Chodesh. You have to be from the Antri HaProz. Kamash Malon HaYoshvim Ba'ori HaProzois, that Yoshvei Yoir is the definition, and if the definition is Yoshvei Yoir, so all you have to be there is for what? It's for 30 days. So if that's the case, how could you learn Prus Ben Yoimoy from a passing of HaYoshvim? It's Mamash Kenegan Mefurish HaGemar. The emes is this Kasha, that this Shadar asked the Chassam Sofer is the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. It's in Turi Yevin, Alatar, on this Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and the Shagas Aryeh blibes Sorech in on this Kasha. It's a bomb Kasha. But the Chassam Sofer told Reb Chaim Baruch, Dovin Niflo. He says, I'm going to tell you, Mayareini Hashem, and Usay Adab. That's what I'm going to tell you. Ki nirali lechalik ben yoishvei ha'ir u ben yoishvei bo'ir. It says the pasuk by Irani Dachas, Shalzeh Anudon in here in Bava Basra Davches, is Hake Saka es Yoshvei Ho'ir Hahila Ficharev. The pasuk over here in Megillah, Alkena Yehudim HaProzim, says HaYoshvin, not Ho'ir, Be Orei HaProzis. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ho'ir and Bo'ir makes a whole world of a difference. Ki Yoshvei Ba'ir Nemar Al Pu'ulas HaYeshiva B'toicha. Yoshvei Ba'ir means I'm residing in a city. And for that, afilu yoshe betoicha ben yoimoy, nikra yoshe betoicha. Ulu umase, l'kishe yoitza mimeno l'sha, kfar botlo pe'ulasa. At that point, he's not yoshe be'ir anymore. Ubin laila haya, ubin laila avad. L'shoyne yazah. Ma she'enken yoshe ha'ir, hu shem toyar. A yoshe be'ir means I'm a resident of that city. Shehu mei oisam hamiyashven es o'ir. V'gormin lo yishuv. V'lo yitur b'zeh Hashem ki'im l'kishiyir b'toicha shloishem yoyim. V'chein lo yikari ben ho'ir. V'ho'ir loy aim v'hu loy ben. Ben ho'ir. She'ho'ir loy aim v'hu loy ben elam ken yiyah shama yud beis chodesh. V'elu atoyarim. And these toyarim yutztuk loy gam kishi yoytza mimeno. V'hu b'mtsulas hayam. Nikru yoshev ir ployni. Avolo yoishev beir, v'asher alke. Beir hanidachas, this is so geschmack. Dichsev yoishvei ho'ir hahu, boyin shloishem yoim. Because yoishvei ho'ir means I'm a resident of the city. To be a resident of the city, you have to be the 30 days. Ube megillah dichsev ayoishme be'orei aprozois, beiz be'orei mishameshes. That's coming the rabbis, tafilu ben yoimoy koi prus. That even if you're ben yoimoy, you're going to be considered a prus. And then the Chassam Sofer goes weiter, and I'm just going to speak on one other paragraph. And that is, he says, Epech nirali, be yoishvim lifnei Hashem. Asher teirosa magino. It's mamash our sugya. Asher alkei nemar, ashrei yoishvei beisecho. Listen. Hayoishvei bebeis hamedrish, enoi moshe. Someone that's yoishvei bebeis medrish, it's moyudei. But he's not the person that's ashrei. You know what's ashrei? Hamituorim yoishvei beis Hashem. For somebody like that, when you're a yoishvei beisecho, not Yoishvei Biveisecha with the base, but you're a Yoishvei Beisecha Afilu Einenu B'toichoi. Even if you're not in the base, Hashem, Kol Mokim Shuhoylech Beisoyimoi Umachshavtei Mashvilei Mokim Kodesh. And a person like that is Ashrei. Avol Halalu Avdei Hashem Ha'oimdim Biveis Hashem. That person is poshichim, inam oindim sham, inam mahalalim. Elo oiskim bedvarim acherim, kach nirulan is dait. Yeah, this is dvarim the flow of mamish. Ashrei yoishvei beisecha, not ashrei yoishvei biveisecha. Ashrei yoishvei biveisecha, it's moiridik when you're there. Oh, but that doesn't make you ma'ushin. You know who's ma'ushin? Ma'ushin is the person that wherever he goes, like Shmuel Hanavi, beisayimoy. That's the ashrei yoishvei beisecha, not bi'ir, but it's yoishvei ho'ir. Some cyphers. Answer to the Shadar Reb Chaim Baruch's Kasha, a Kasha that the Shagasari in Turi Evan blight Tzorichi, you know. Either way, Zot the Gemara. For Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yoichanon. Hakol le Pasen Yoir, That comes to collecting money for a wall to protect the city. We collect money from everybody, even from the Yisoyim. But not from the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is the Tirus. And the reason is because the Rabbanon don't need any Shmir. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa Sned, Shura. As it relates to collecting money for the wall, Ule Farasha. So Rashi says the Farasha, this was a person, a human, a warm body, whose job it was to protect the city. Ulitarzina, Rashi says, this is the person that watched all the Kli Zion, all the ammunition. Afilu miyasmi, we take money from the Yisrael, Avonu leitzrichin etirusa, we don't take from the rabbis, klolo, the milsa, kol, milsa, the islu, hana, mine, afilu miyasmi, anything that the Yisrael are going to have enough from, we take even from the Yisrael. It says, Rabbi, Roma tzedaka yasmi, the Bei Bar Marion. Rabbi was collecting tzedaka, and he went to the Yisrael from the family of Bar Marion, and he took from them. Amulei, Abai, Abai, sent the Rashun Bar Yehuda. Rashun Bar Yehuda said, in place of tzedaka, Allah Yisrael, afilu the pidyon shvuyim. You don't take tzedaka from Daniim, and even for pidyon shvuyim. Amulei, he told them, I know lach shuvinu kovid. I'm doing this for a cheshmen. Meaning, I feel that if this family is going to partake in this campaign, they're going to get covered from it, I'm doing it for them. Meaning, Enochanami, if it was only for the beneficiary of the tzedaka, I wouldn't have done it. But they're going to get chshivas from it, and that's the reason I'm doing this. Ifra Hormuz, ima the Shvar Malka. Ifra Hormuz was the mother of Shvar Malka. Shadra Arnaka the Dinri, the Kamadi Rav Yosef. She sent an Arnaka the Dinri, which just sounds like a lot of money. You had to be there, but it's an Arnaki. It's full of dinarim. To Rav Yosef. Amra, she said like this, lehevel mitzvah rab. I want this money. The use of funds should be mitzvah rabba. Yes, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef sat down, become ma'ayin bo, and he was being ma'ayin. He started analyzing this. He said, "My mitzvah rabba. What exactly is mitzvah rabba? I mean, she wants it to go for a mitzvah rabba, okay? But what is a mitzvah rabba? Only abaya. So you have Rabbi Yosef, and of course you have abaya. Mid tani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda in place can talk a lot. You start feel a little opinion shvuyim. Being the Rav Shmuel by Yehuda said that we don't take money from Yisoyim, even for what? Even for opinion shvuyim. From the fact that we're saying even opinion shvuyim must be opinion shvuyim is like." Mamish, the biggest chiddush of them all, Shmamina, Pidyon Shvuyim, Mitzvah Rabbi, he must be that Pidyon Shvuyim is a Mitzvah Rabbi. Amalei Rabba, the Rabba Bar Mori. Minah Milsad, Am Rabbanon, the Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabbi. What's the makar to this Indian that Pidyon Shvuyim is a Mitzvah Rabbi? Amalei Dechsev, he said, we know it from the following pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyot. The pasuk says, V'hoyu ki yomri adlecho, ono neitze. V'amartu aleim, koyam ar Hashem, ashal amavis lamavis, v'ashal lacherev lacherev, v'ashal lorov lorov, v'ashner l'shvi, La Shevi. Okay, so this pasuk talks about a lot of bad things. It talks about Mavis, which is just like an ordinary death. And it talks about Cherev, beheading of some sorts. It talks about dying of hunger. And it talks about being taken into captivity. Okay. From Rabbi Yechanan said, Kolam Ucher B'Pasuk, said, Kacha Mechaveroi, that whatever is mentioned last in this pasuk is the most chomer. So meaning, it's going Mehakal El Achomer in terms of the order. What's mentioned last? What's mentioned last is Shevi. Oh, so that's the short answer to the question. Minah Milsa, you see from this pasuk, you see that Shevi, which is Pidyon Shvuyim, this is the most chomer of them all. Now, the Gemara just explains. Cherev kasher mimavis. How do you know that cherev is more kasher than mavis? It says first mavis and then it says cherev. So Gemara says, Iba yisei makrav, Iba yisei misvar. Either we know from a pasuk or we know from a svar. Iba yisei misvar, hay komen abba b'hay loy komen abba. Somebody dies a natural death, so it's not good. Baruch Tayinu Emes, but at the same time, there's no nivul. If somebody dies with a sword, it's bloody, it's nivul. V'ibay say mekra, yakor be'ini Hashem, hamnafsa l'chassidim. The chassidim, they die mavis. So you see that it must be less chomer. Rav kasha mi'char. Rav is mentioned after charev. How do I know that? V'ibay say mesvara. Kubi it's mesvara. Haikam mitztayer, v'hai loikam mitztayer. If somebody dies of starvation, so the pain is just excruciating, much worse than if somebody dies with a cherev. Iba yisei makra, or we can learn it actually from a pasuk in Eicha. Toivim hoyu chalalei cherev, mi chalalei rav. It's a pasuk. So you see, the chalalei cherev were better off than the chalalei rav. And Shevi, kasha mikulon, how do I know that Shevi, being taken into captivity, is worse than dying a natural death? It's worse than dying via the sword, and it's worse than dying from starvation, the kulu is nube. Because all of the above are included in that. What does that even mean? So Rashi says, kulu is nube, shehu biyad ha-nachri. Because when someone is in captivity, someone's a hostage, he's in the hand of the nachri, lastly, by kol cheftzoi. And l'maves, and l'cherev, and l'rov. So really, it's like a kum lebe de rabbimine. Everything is included in Shevi, and that's why Shevi, from the Oynish perspective, is kasha mikulon, and that's why Pidyon Shvuyim, from the mitzvah perspective, is the biggest mitzvah of them all. Not for now, but the Chasam Sofer and Etlecha Pletzer has a bomb kasha. It's such a bomb kasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yudalad Amir Aleph, how come we Tanu Rabbanan. Arbam is Shmoyne Neviyim. V'sheven Neviyos Nisnab Lehem LeYisrael. Loi Pichasu V'loYisira Masha Kazav Atayra Chutz Mimikra Megillah. The only chiddush that all the Neviyim said was Mikra Megillah. My Darish. What was the makar? Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Amr Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha. Umami Avdus L'Cheiros Amrinun Shira Imbisa L'Chaim L'Kolshke. Nadach if someone's in effort and he's freed from his captivity, he has to say Shira. Kla Yisrael were Avodim Yinu L'Par Ben Mitzrayim. And when they were taken out, they sang Goz Yosha Moshe. Certainly, Mimisa L'Chaim, when the Yidden faced the Gzeir of L'Hashmi L'Harag L'Ab, certainly, if they were saved from that, they would have to take the Chsam Soif, it's Mamash Kenegan, I'm a Furish Gemara. The Gemara says, Shevi is kasha mikulam. He says, if Shevi is kasha mikulam, how can you say that? But the bottom line is, what's the theme of this last Gemara? The theme of this last Gemara is that Pidyon Shvuyim is mitzvah rabbah. Just to bring out the point, if you look at the top Tosfos on the Yomid, Pidyon Shvuyim mitzvah rabbah, Tosfos says, v'hada b'rinu b'perek b'nei ho'ir, in moichon sefer Torah, elo lil my Torah v'lisa isha. For like Tanya Pidyon Shvuyim, Hagman doesn't say Pidyon Shvuyim. Right, you could sell a Torah for two things. Lil my Torah v'lisa isha. If this is the mitzvah rabbah, how come it doesn't say anything about this? So Tosfos says, Shemim milsa de pshiti, v'lo yitzmich l'misa. It's so posh, you don't even have to say. Right, just to give you an idea of what it means, mitzvah rabbah. It's g'day just to mention the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perek Ches Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Pidyon Shvuyim koidim leparnosas aniyim uleksusan. Ve'ein locha mitzvah rabbah kemoi pidyon shvuyim. Shashavoi Hareu Bechal Hare Avin Vatsmein, Ubechalo Arumen, for Oimibisakonis Navashes, Vamailim Enomi Pidyoinoi, Hareza Over Alois Amatas Lavavavav, Lights Sikbites Yot, Havalo Samada Damriecho, Valoyer Denabafarach Leinecho, Ubatom Mitzvahs Pasayachtif, the Kaziotro, Mitzvahs Hayochicha Imbof, the Afterrecho Kamoicho, Vatsan Kuklamoves, Vaharbet Varm Kaelu, the Emoch Mitzvah Rabbah could pinion for him. I mean, talk about a Tanai Kofel. The Rambam says it as sharp as you could possibly say. Emoch Mitzvah. Stating that, today's not the day for this, but stating that, we know the rule is, in poiden as ha-shvuyim, yesem yikidei demeyen, the ein kana mokam harich mamish, from the flum, the Ram Rutenberg, and Rabbi Yudel Gershuni, and that whole Indian from the Sefer Kol Tzafayich, ayin shav. Either way, snok to gemar, tanu rabban. Kupa shal tztoko, nigvis bishnayim, umischalekes bishloisha. The kupa of tzedakah, so there were two gaboyim that would collect for this kupa, and when it was divided by three. Nidvis bishnayim, why she'in oisin sroris ala tzibapachas mishnayim, because you can't give a person any position of authority unless he has a shutif. Right? Srora always has to be two people. Umischalekes bishloisha, and the reason it gets divided by three is kedine mominis. Because like dinim amenis b'shloishes, so you need three dayanim, so to speak, in order to divvy up this money. Tamchui, as it relates to the tamchui fund, nigvus b'shloisha, umischalekus b'shloisha. Over here, not only do you need three people to divide it, but three gaboyim. Why? The reason is shegvuya v'chalukah shavin, because the gvuya and the chaluka are the same. So the way Rashi explains this is that for the Tamchui, they used to collect money every single day. So being that they collected money every day, so they always needed to be mechalakit. Being that they always needed to be mechalakit, you always needed that third guy. See, if anyone's always going to need the third guy, you might as well just bring him already. So ordinarily, the Gviya Luchud and the Chaluka Luchud. Okay, so you're raising the money today, you're dividing it in a month. So like this, you'll find the third person then. But if every single day, you always want to be ready to go. So that's why the whole thing was done with three. Tamchui Becholya. Oh, Tamchui. Money was raised for every single day. Kupa is me Erev Shabbos l'Erev Shabbos. This was something that was meant for the fund, that things that would disperse Erev Shabbos l'Erev Shabbos. Tamchui l'aniye oilam. The Tamchui fund, you didn't have to be a member of the city. If you're an Aruman, you're coming from somewhere else, you qualify to take from the Tamchui. Kupa, however, is l'aniye oir. That Rishon b'nei oir last is Kupa. Tamchui v'tamchui Kupa. You're allowed to mix and match. U'lishanoysa l'chom ha'shayirtsu. And not just that, you could change it for anything. If you take a look at Toysa Dibra Maschel, Shanoisa Lchoma Shayirza, Nir the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chaylum the Shanoisa, Afilu the Dvar Rishos. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's time. Virashnon B'nei Yo'ir, Lahasnois Alamidois, the people living in the city are allowed to make Tanoim regarding the Midois, measurements. If they want to increase the measurement, decrease the measurement, something that the B'nei Yo'ir have the authority to do, Val Hashna'orim, they can manipulate the prices if they want, Val Schar Poyalim, how much a Poyal is supposed to get paid, Ulasi Al Kitzasim. And not only that, they have a right to play around with these things and even impose taxes and knosses in the event that somebody's not going to shtel to. You cannot make a sra latzibur. You can't take a job of authority unless you have a shotef. It always has to be two people. You know, immediately, how do I know the summer of Nachman and Makra? It's learned out from a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Parshas Tetzav. Ve'en yikru es hazov, ves hatcheles, ves argomam, ves teilas hashani, ves hashesh. What do you see from here? It says, ve'en yikru. Oh, it says, ve'en yikru. So it's a Lashon Rabbim. You see, you have to have two people. Says the Gemara, an edel adiyak, soros with the layafi. It sounds like that this is a surara halacha, right? The reason you need two people for gaboyit staka is a question of surara. Meaning, being that it's a position of authority, it's a din. Ein oisin surara is ala tzibur. Lashon Yerushalmi, by the way, is ein oisin surara is shal momen ala tzibur. But the point is, it's a surara diga din, and that's why you have to have two people. Ho hemune mehemen. It doesn't sound like it's an amonis problem. I mean, you could have thought you can't trust one person. He has to have a shomer. He has to have another guy, right? Like in Hilchas Yichud, there's nafka minas, one person, two people. It doesn't sound like that's an akuda. It's not an amonis issue. It sounds like it's a din. It's a briska halacha. It's a surara de gazach. So the Gemara says, "Masayelu Reb Chanina." This is a right. Some Reb Chanina said, "Dam Reb Chanina, ma'isu amina Rebbe shnei achen alakupa." Rebbe once appointed two brothers. Meaning, if it's a din in Srara, you have to have another body. Okay, I have two. But if it's a din in Amonis, two brothers are like one person. They don't have the Amonis, right? Two brothers can't be two Edom. And as a result, this is a right. Says the Gemara, Maestro. So where is the Srara when it comes to being a Gabbai Tzedakah? Like, why is it Srara? What makes something Srara? So what is Srara? Hershaft, right? Is that the word? It's some position of authority where I can impose my will upon you. So the Gemara says, yeah, because a Gabbai Tzedakah could do that. Because you have a right to go and literally take someone's possessions away when it comes to taking for Tzedakah. And you can do this even on an Erev Shabbos. The Pasuk says, so this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, a scary Pasuk. Talks about the retribution and all the bad things that are going to happen to the Yidden, Surka Churban. Even the Gaboyt Stokah that they were muching the Yidden, even they were included in this pasuk ufakadati al kol loichatzav. And the Gemara says a scary answer. Loikasha. Hada amid, hada loy amid. It depends. If you're trying to schlep money out of somebody who's shayach to it, that fakir, that's your right. Memashkin and alat stokah, that's your sarara. But if you're trying to take money from someone who doesn't have the money, that's ufakadati al kol loichatzav. And the Gemara says, Giyadir Rava, Achbe le Rav Nosan Bar Ami. Rava once forced Rav Nosan Bar Ami v'shakul minei arba mei zuzi litzdaka to give 400 zuzin litzdaka. One of the most famous Tosfos and Shas are right here. This Tosfos is also Masechtes Ksubis Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, where Tosfos says you can force somebody to give tzedaka. Isn't it a mitzvah asei shemat and schar betzida? We know kol mitzvah asei shemat and schar betzida. You can force somebody. Tosfos says it's also two lavin, the two bixen, the ma'aser with the Beis Halevi. Could be the mat and schar betzida of tzedaka comes because of the ki beglal adover azeh of what for la yer levavcha besitchaloid mechaschinach and avne melum steretz ayin raid bites the inkana makom laharach. Just one interesting aura, and that is the balaturim right in the beginning of Parshas Truma. So the pasuk says dabrel bnei Yisrael v'yikru li truma me'ez kol ish asher yedvenu liboy tikru es trumasi. Just the chumash aura says the balaturim tikru es trumasi v'lo yomer tikach. Doesn't say tikach, it says tikru she'in goyven stalker bepachas mishnai. Because you can't take stock of Pachas Mishnayim and Kedarkoi, Bakoidish of the Balaturim, he adds to that, Tikhu is Bigamatria Shnayim Chu. But the bottom line is that it says Tikhu as Trumasi, not Tikach, based on the Gemara that we just learned. You have to have two Gaboid Stalker, not one, thus it's the Lashon Rabbim. So the Aderes, in his Hagois on the Balaturim, he asks that if that's the case, if the Balaturim's diik is a good diik, and it certainly sounds like it is, so he says, I don't understand. The Gemara here, in Masechtes Bava Basra, it's also Yerushalmi and Masechtes Shkolim he brings, learns that Minoha Milsa, how do I know that Ein Oysen Sroris Alatzib Pachas Mishnaim? Because it says in Parshas Tetzava, Veheim Yikru Es Hazor. So he says, I don't understand. Why do you just learn it from the first Pasuk that talks about the Trumas HaMishkan? It says, Tikru Es Trumasi. Balaturim's saying good. He's saying, Tikru's Lashon Rabbim, which should have said Tikach. Or the Teretz is the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Zay are good, but if that's the case, then how come the Gemara in Bava Basra didn't learn it from here? How come the Gemara in Bava Basra learned it from the Heim Yikru Es Hazav? Why didn't the Gemara learn it from Tikru Es Trumasi? And I saw it. Either way, last Gemara. Tamaskilim Yaziru Kizoyer harakia, and the end of the pasuk is umatzike harabim kakoychavim la'olam vod. Says the Gemara. That maskilim yaziru kizoyer harakia ze dayin shedon din emes lamita. It's referring to a dayin that's done din emes lamita. Umatzike harabim kakoychavim la'olam vod ilu gaboy tzaka. It's referring to the gaboy tzaka. So a dayin that's done din emes lamita. Yaziru kizayir harakia. Whatever exactly that means, I am Tosfos, but he's going to shine like the zayir harakia. And the matzike harabim that are going to be like the koychavim la'olam vod. Who are those matzike harabim that are going to shine like stars? It's referring to the gaboy tzedakah. B'masni satana and a braisa, we learned as follows. V'maskilim yaziru kizayir harakia ze dayin shedon din emeslamitoy the gaboy tzedakah. So the gaboy tzedakah is like the dayin that's done din emeslamitoy is included in the maskilim de yaziru kizayir harakia. V'matzike harabim kechavim loyim vod elu melamdei tinoikis. That's referring to melamdei tinoikis. It's talking about rabbeim that teach kleine kinderlich. Says the Gemara going man. Who would be a mashal of a melamed tinoikis who's matzdike harabim and is kikoychavim loy mavod? Amar Rav said kigoyin Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. It's like Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. The Rav Hashkeche, the Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, tavikoy beginsa. Rav once met Rav Shmuel bar Shelas and he was in a garden. He was working the garden. Amalei. So Rav told Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, shavkisei lehem nusech. He says, what, you stop doing what you always did? So Rav Shmuel bar Shelas was a mikri dardiki. He was a melamed tinoikis, shabbos ravam. He used to teach kinderlich Torah. She said, what are you doing in a garden? Like, what's going on over here? Amalei, he told him, hatleis shnindolei chazili. He says, this asset that I have right now, I haven't looked at it, I haven't visited it in 13 years. And not just that, v'hashtanami. And even now that I'm there, you should know datoi lavayu. My head is not here, my guf is here. But I'm thinking about my Talmidim, that's where I am right now. And this is a mashal of someone that's a melamed tinoikish of Yisrabim, and someone like Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, he's the matztike harabim, kikoychavim lo'olam vod, that's elam melamed tinoikish. Says one of Rabbanim Mai. So if someone's dying that's done in the Emes Lamita. Someone's a Gabbai Tzedak. Someone's a Malami Tinoikis. So he's Kizayir Horekia, he's Kechechovim. What about the Rabbanon? I'm Ravino. The Rabbanon, Ava Oyav of Kitzeis Hashemesh Begvurasoi, they're going to shine like the sun. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara has two Mahalchim in terms of Umatztike Harabim, Kechechovim Lo'olam Vod. One Mahalach is Elu Gabbai Tzedak. The other Mahalach is, it's referring to the Melamde Tinoikis. The Marsha says that why would we refer to Gaboy Tzedaka as Koychavim? Why are they stars? So he says because a Gaboy Tzedaka, when he's Mechalik Tzedaka, he's supposed to do it B'Seser, he's supposed to do it in a way and at a time when no one's looking. Not to be Mevayish, the recipient of the Tzedaka. So they often operate at night. And because they often operate at night, says the Marsha, that's why they're referred to as the Koychavim. I saw in the Kava Yosher, this is in Perek Tzadik Aleph. He says, "Vanira lefi sichli, lo menimshu a gaboy tzedaka lekoychavim. Why a gaboy tzedaka referred to as koychavim? Ki inyan a koychavim hu lahor balayla v'loy bayoy. Ki shroga betara loy mahani. You don't need a candle. You don't need light during the day. V'chein ha gaboyim miyuchadim lahor b'makoy ma'iso hafeilois. He says their godless is." Where their mitzvahin is that they know how to go to places that are dark, where there's choshech, where there's a finstinish, and they know how to bring light. V'zeu mokem anius v'dalus, u'ba'oysen ha'mekoymois yiru ha'gabom litein or, v'hashkocho b'simas ayin, u'ba'ayin pekicho v'toyva v'eichu ma'lasois. And that's why they're koychavim, because the Gabbai Tzedaka goes to places of choshech, and he knows how to light up places like this. And that's why the Gabbai Tzedaka is like the koychavim who light up the night. But the Gemara another pshat, and what it means when we say umatzdike harabim kikoychavim, and that is the melamde tinoikis. So the Ben Yoyada on this Gemara right here, he says such a davar nifla. He says, why would melamde tinoikis be referred to as koychavim? I'm going to read inside. Nirali b'siyata d'shmaya hatam d'dima oisam lekoychavim. Yeah, ki akoychavim nirin le'enenu ktanim in Hashemesh. He says, when we look up, the koychavim, they seem very, very small, certainly relative to the sun. Ach be'embes him g'doylim. Because they're so high and they're so far away, that's why they look so small.
Interesting. Aval the emes malosoi gedoyle miyoid ki hu melamed lehevel she'im boichet. Because he's teaching Torah to Reina Kindelach. For whom Melamed HaReisha Shalat Torah. And he's the one who introduces these children to Torah. For Chol HaMelamed Yolodim Kitanim B'Yoyser Malosei Gedoy L'Yoyser. The younger the child you teach Torah to, his Maila is going to be greater. Now, Ube'enei Bnei Adam, in the eyes of people, it doesn't always play out that way. That's why they like the kechavim. And really, in the oisphere of the Gemara, what about the Rabbanim? It sounds like the Rabbanim are bigger. It's just the opposite, says the Ben Ishchai. The kechavim are bigger. It's just that the kechavim look smaller. And because they look smaller, so that's the nakuda. And that's what we're trying to bring out. The kechavim, the ones that are melamdi tinoikis, they're the real stars. They're the ones that they seem small, and sometimes maybe they don't get the credit that they deserve. Oh, but the emes is, says the Ben Ish Chai, their madrega is a greater madrega. Why? Because who melamid lehevel shem baychet, who melamid hareisha shel haTorah, v'chala melamid yilodim kitanim b'yoyser, malosoi gedoyle b'yoyser. You know, the Gemara said, goy man, who's a mashal, who's an example of someone that's a melamid Torah? Malamit Tinoikis. And Rav said, Kigoyin Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. There's many Gemaras in Shas where Rav had a very, very high opinion of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Many, many, many Gemaras. He had a tremendous, tremendous erich for him. And he said he's the example of a Malamit Tinoikis. And the Gemara tells a story that Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was once involved in work. And Rav said, what happened? This is a whole new inyan for you? What, you left your avoidas? He told him, I want you to know, it's been 13 years since I've been in the Arvid. And not just that, even now that I'm here, I'm not being Masich Das for 1 second. Daikni Alavayu, I'm thinking the entire time about the Talmidim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that Shelas, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, is Rosh Tevis, Shivisi, Havaya, Lenegdi Samet. And he said that Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, he was the one that embodied this inyan of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. He was a Melamed Tinoikis. And wherever he went, whatever he was doing, even if he was being Isaac and a little bit of Parnassah, but at the same time, what did he say? He said, my goof is here. Oh, but Shivisi, my Talmidim, Lenegdi Samen. I'm not being Masich Das for 1 second. I'm thinking about my Talmidim the entire time. And I think there's a tremendous oimik here. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samen, Avada Kipshutai. Shivisi Avaya Lenegdi Samen. You're always supposed to see Yudke Vavke. Oh, but the MS is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying that there's an Indian of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samen. Every person has his unique way in which he's Oved Hashem. And for one person it's like this, and for another person it's like that. But whatever your avoida is, it has to be Shivisi Avayel and Egdi Samet. You can't be Masiach Das. And that's the lesson of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Shelas is Rosh Tevis, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. It's an inyan of never being Masiach Das. Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas is a Melamed Tinoikis, and he's always thinking about his Tinoikis. He's never being Masiach Das. Yeah, physically you have to be involved in other things, but at the same time, his Das the entire time is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. He's the superstar. It's who is it? Who is the one that's the Matzdike Arabim? That's Kikoychovim La'olam Vayet and La'olam Vayet Daika always. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samen. That's Kigoyin Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas.